It's now time for the Satellite Guys Podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, what's going on? Welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. We have a lot of stuff going on here on the site. Basically, there's not too much going on in the world of satellite, but the topic has been elsewhere. We got in the podcasting studio today. Many of you know him as Master Deals. He is our pub membership winner. He wins a free pub membership for a year. Known as Jason here.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Pretty good. The big topic has been HD DVD as the first to come out with a subpar H100 HD DVD player.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. Thursday evening, somebody posted on the site that it popped up from a couple other sites as well as through some advertising that Walmart was going to run essentially a early Black Friday ad on Friday morning at 8 a.m. for a $99 price point on the high-def DVD by Toshiba, the A2. And that caught a lot of people's attention right out of the gate. I know that in many stores there were lines of people, and in many stores they were gone, 10-20 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Right, and the big important thing about this is the fact that the player is under $100, whereas Blu-ray is about $300 to $400 price range.
Yeah, Best Buy actually lowered their price to $99 on Thursday afternoon on their website. They sold through them pretty quickly, so it didn't stay on there long. But what I find intriguing as well is that some of the online retailers are lowering their price as well. Crutchfield on Friday afternoon went down to $129, and I'm not sure when it happened, but as of right now, Tiger Direct is selling the A2 for $139. So what that means to me is we probably haven't seen the last of the $99 price point. As we go through holiday with Black Friday coming up and then also all the ads that you'll see in December, I wouldn't be surprised if we see that $99 price pop up again here and there.
Right, and I know for a fact that Best Buy's website kind of crashed because of the fact that they did drop the price down to $99 on these HD DVD players. In fact, I was in Best Buy the other day, and I saw a couple purchasing one of these units, and I kind of complimented them on their choice of players, and I thought it was going to be a particular right choice for them.
Yeah, I think the average consumer is really driven a lot more by price than they are by the technology. We use the online forums, and we read a lot, and we're pretty educated as far as what we're buying, but you got to remember that most of the market makes those buying decisions off advertising or off price. They don't really understand the difference between HD DVD and Blu-ray. When Walmart hit that $99 price point for the first time, that really is a significant factor in the market, because what that'll do is it'll start to shift the sale of the players more than what we're seeing now, and that will lead to a shift in the software sales. And when you see the studios start posting different sales numbers where either HD DVD or Blu-ray is seeing improvements over the other, that's when studios begin to sway in their decision of which provider player to make their software for.
Right, and HD DVD kind of has a couple things going for them. One would be the price, and the other is the name, because when a consumer thinks of a DVD, they're going to be wanting to think of HD DVD as it has that going in its name.
Yeah, I mean, if you went out and asked anybody buying a regular DVD player if they understood what the high-definition DVD player was, there's two things they're going to want to look at first off. One, the price. And if you're talking $50 or less as far as an increase versus a regular high-def DVD player, they're much more likely to think about buying that. The second thing they're going to look at is the name, and do they know? I mean, the first question that comes to mind when you look at new technology is, does it still play my current DVDs? And obviously both of them do. But you know when you're buying an HD DVD player that it does. I mean, the DVD is right in the name.
Right, and most people don't realize when they're buying these products is they don't think of what studio is going to be going with what product. And I know Sony has been taking kind of a big hit lately with rumors going around that Blockbuster may be closing down and shutting its doors in a few years, plus the failing PS3 numbers for the PlayStation 3. Sony's been kind of taking a hit on this Blu-ray technology.
Yeah, you know, Sony made a pretty adventurous decision when they launched Blu-ray and they put all their money into one camp. And Sony has done this before. I mean, they're no stranger to pioneering a technology. Microsoft's been back in the HD DVD on the computer side of it, and you'll also, you know, they have the high-def DVD player for their Xbox series. But one thing we've got to remember, the average consumer, when they're buying a movie player, doesn't really think about the Xbox 360 or the PlayStation 3. That's not the type of thing that's going to influence the large general population's buying decision. You know, the percentage of people that are using that as a movie player is, I would say, fairly slim compared to using a standalone player.
And I see consumers investing more into these DVD players like HD DVD when they go and buy their high def sets. In fact, as more and more people go into high definition, they're going to be wanting, one, to get their content in high def, and this is going to be a way, and two, to go get their cable television channels in high def.
Yeah, the large consumer electronics stores, your Best Buy, your Circuit City, have done a real good job over the last 6 months or so of giving incentives to get the HD satellite service with $300 off, and to get the HD DVD player or the Xbox or PlayStation unit or the Blu-ray players, where they're giving you $100 off. One thing we haven't talked about, if you give them a $150 price point or even $99 price point and give them $100 off when they're buying their TV, that's pretty much an automatic sale for the high-def DVD player.
Right. And for these high-definition DVD players, they need to be able to get into a big box retailers like Walmart. I know Blu-ray isn't into any big box retailers. They're into more like your Best Buy or your Circuit City, whereas HD DVD has decided they wanted to go ahead and go into the Walmart, which can drive the market for their sales, as Walmart usually is a trendsetter. They not only do they lower your product's prices, but they lower everybody else's too.
Yeah, I've worked in retail for 10 years, and I can tell you when Walmart changes the price on something, it changes everybody's price, because you have to compete with them. Even if you can't beat them, you have to be able to compete. And the fact that Toshiba has partnered with Walmart to get their high-def DVD player out there at that $100 price point, and the fact that I don't think this is a one-time thing. I think you're going to see this happen more throughout the holiday season. And Walmart's going to continue to back these because they're selling the software for it. I know the store I was in this week had a full end cap of high-def DVD. They also had some Blu-ray movies. But they also had a shipper in their main electronics aisle with the $15 high-def DVDs. And there were about 15 titles that they had for sale at that price. I think as they continue to see software sales and expand their titles, and they continue to test the waters on the price point of the high-def players, Walmart will become a major player in this, as they are with almost anything they sell. And you'll also see the Targets and other retailers start to pick up the high-def players and grow into this technology. And that's what will really drive the consumer market. My personal feeling for Blu-ray to stand a chance right now, they've got to get a player to the $200 price range, and they've got to get them into mass retail like your Walmarts and your Targets. You know, if they really don't accomplish those things, you got to question if Blu-ray will even be around, you know, a year or 2 years from now, as far as continuing to drive new production of their players and their movies.
And that's a really good point that you brought up about the $15 HD DVDs. Those HD DVDs are just as cheap as a normal DVD, so why not get the HD DVD if you already have a high-def DVD player?
Yeah, in fact, a lot of the HD DVDs now are even coming with what they call a dual disc, where it will do the HD DVD and the regular DVD. So once you buy it, you could play it in either of your players. Just one more advantage to the HD DVD. That, again, a regular consumer will look at that as a benefit, whereas it, technology-wise, it doesn't make a big difference to your HD enthusiasts, where they're going to be watching on their HD player either way. But your average buyer wants to be able to take that movie to a friend's house and still be able to use it.
So we're going to go ahead and fast forward. We're about a year, year and a half. Who do you think is going to be the winner?
Well, I think HD DVD has a stronghold at the moment with the price point, especially if they can keep it throughout the next 2 months as we go through the holiday season. If they can keep the $99 price point, I just don't see Blu-ray testing the waters of a sub $100, let alone sub $200 price point at this point. They've still just now broken the $300 mark, and you know, for Blu-ray to succeed in this, I think they've really got to get their price below $200 now, and hopefully below $100 next year to keep up with HD DVD. Because once you hit that $100 range, that's when the mass market consumer is going to start picking up that technology.
I really think that Blu-ray is going to kind of take their time a little bit, and I think they're gonna kind of wait and see. They're gonna wait for the numbers, and I think this is gonna be the defining year that is going to define which camp's gonna win. This holiday season's really gonna be that defining year, because all the numbers this year is gonna be what the studios use to be, okay, this is what I'm going with.
Yeah, I agree. I think when you look at the sales numbers in January or February and the studios start to look at that, that's what will influence their decisions next summer as they produce movies. And I think you'll have a pretty good indication of that when we get to holiday season 2008, because you'll be able to see, based on the production and the pricing, which of those players is going to have a clear advantage long term.
And I think one good place to keep an indication of who's going to win is look at the Disney studio. They have not released any of their made-in, like The Jungle Book or any of their old movies in high definition and in a high definition format, whereas they have released some titles on a Blu-ray format like Cars and stuff like that. But the classics is what everyone wants, and I think once when they release a classic on one of those formats, that's going to be the tall telling sign of who the clear-cut winner is.
Yeah, Disney's always been very reserved in putting out their classics. I mean, they by their own admission, they keep them in a vault. And I'm willing to bet that they won't put those out there until they know who the clear-cut format winner's going to be. But that, you're right, that'll pretty much tell you who's going to win the fight.
Right, and once when those classics go on to a high-definition format, which everybody wants, I want to see Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, you know, Disney's Fantasia 2000, all in that high-def format, and I want to be able to listen to it in my 7.1 surround sound and have the greatest and latest, and I think once when they do, we know who the winner is.
I think you've got it.
So, 18 months from now, I think we'll know. You never know. Things change on a weekly basis. I mean, you could see between Dish Network and DirecTV how much things change there. You know, you never know. Come Black Friday, Blu-ray might come out and blow everybody out of the water, so we'll see.
You could almost say, will they test the $79 price point November 24th?
I'd like to thank Jason. I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. Everybody, make sure you give the Satellite Guys podcasting hotline a call. As you never know, you might end up like Jason on the show.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's been a pleasure to be here today.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a real quick break as Scott just walked into the SatelliteGuys.us podcasting studio. So we'll see you real quick right after these quick messages.
You can be a part of our next Satellite Guys podcast. We want to hear from you. Dial 815-907-5558 and leave a message. And if we like what we hear, you can be a part of our next Satellite Guys podcast.
Satellite Guys.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
I'd like to welcome Scott to the podcasting studio now.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Not a lot this week. It was a weird week. Not too much in the way of news, but the week ended with a lot of fanfare for Satellite Guys. We were kind of busy on Friday, but none of it about Satellite.
Wow, that's kind of crazy. What would it be about then?
It was about the HD DVD players going on sale for dirt cheap, under $100. And that was the big talk on Friday. And it was just really weird because everybody forgot about, you know, the high-definition wars between Dish Network and DirecTV. And instead were saying, hey, where can I go get one of these $99 HD DVD players? And I picked up an HD DVD player, blah, blah, blah. It was just all about HD DVD for the entire day on Friday. It was just really weird.
Right. Master Deals and I just got through talking about this, and it was quite interesting, all the buzz that it did create on the website, and it kind of overshadowed NHL HD, which launched earlier in the week on DirecTV.
Yes, it did. Well, one of the neat parts about it was the HD DVD sale. Most people found out about it on Satellite Guys in the pub member area. We actually posted it, like, I think 2 days before it was released to the general public. We had that little tidbit in there, so a lot of people were really happy about it. But NHL, HD, the NHL Network on DirecTV, Dish Network put up a standard definition of the NHL Network, but it's only available if you have the NHL Center Ice package, which is kind of weird. I don't know why they just don't make the signal available to everybody who can get the NHL HD, which is, I believe, in the top 250 package. But DirecTV's finally got it added in, and I think all the sports fans are happy now for hockey.
Right, and something with DirecTV is they made the standard definition available to whoever gets the HD version. Unlike Dish, you don't have to buy the NHL Center Ice package to see the SD version of NHL HD.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird because Dish is uplinking and sending out the SD version. Just why not give it to everybody who's getting the HD version? It don't make a lot of sense to me.
You figured it would be a good supplement to those customers who aren't transitioned to high def yet, and more people are transitioning to high def. Maybe it's kind of an incentive for Dish customers to do that.
Yeah. It's just strange. Why offer it if it's not going to be made available to the same amount of people who have the NHL HD version? I don't understand the reasoning behind it, but I'm not a programming guy, I guess.
Right. Well, speaking about sports, Scott, I heard you have some information about NESN HD.
That's NESN, yes. NESN HD. Okay, here is the rumor mill, and I posted this earlier this week in the pub. If you're not a pub member, what are you waiting for? Anyways, the rumor is that NESN HD could be available on Dish Network sometime in January. From what I understand, NESN's contract with Dish Network expires on December 31st, and they're right in the middle of contract negotiations now, and the negotiations, are, from what I'm being told, are going very, very well. In fact, I understand that Charlie himself met with one of the owners of the Red Sox at the recent World Series when they were in Denver, and he says that everything was going well there as well. So, you know, if this is all true, and from my sources, and I highly trust these sources, it appears that we'll be seeing NESN HD on Dish Network sometime around the beginning of the year.
And that's good news for all those Boston area fans who like to see the Boston Red Sox and stuff like that. And you're in that area, Scott, and that would be really good news. In fact, I see someone on the forums that has NESN HD now, please. So that makes me real happy.
When you got all the major teams, on all the first place teams, you got the Red Sox, you got the Bruins, you got the Celtics, and then you also got the Patriots, which aren't on NESN, but they do a lot of sports reports on there because it's our local team. You know, those are all the top teams in the nation right now, and New England fans want it. I recently did a big fair for a friend of mine who's a satellite dealer here in Connecticut, and you know, everybody was asking when is NESN HD coming. And, you know, unfortunately, those people had to go with DirecTV because they wanted it, and they were the ones that carried NES and HD. And it'll be great to see Dish Network finally step up to the plate and offer people in New England the sporting packages that they want.
So, speaking of deals, I heard AT&T is bidding for a deal, possibly with not only Dish, but could be a little wrench thrown into the packaging there.
Yeah, well, something's going weird this week. Some of you people know that I do consulting with a number of Wall Street firms, and I got a bunch of friends who also do some consulting. In fact, they do a lot more than I would. And these people, their phones have been ringing off the hook this week looking for information about an AT&T deal with a certain satellite company. And while I haven't put my finger on it yet, it may be a case that AT&T is not going after Dish Network, but instead, DirecTV.
That's kind of crazy because we were getting signals there for a little while that AT&T would be going after Dish Network, and that seems to be the more viable purchase option for AT&T because of the fact that it would be cheaper and easier for AT&T to acquire Dish.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're just putting feelers out there to see what's going on in the industry or what have you. I personally know of three different investment companies that are looking to put deals together. And while I know these investment companies, I haven't said anything about them online or named them online because I want to get my ducks all in a row before I go and report something like this, because this would be major news if you know, AT&T is indeed shifting gears and saying, we'd rather have DirecTV instead of Dish Network, because, you know, I've heard some people at AT&T who say it's not easy playing ball with Dish Network, and I'm just wondering if that may be part of the reason why they're looking at DirecTV now.
Right, maybe there was something going on behind the scenes that kind of scared them away from Dish Network.
Another interesting point about this is, you know, DirecTV is supposed to be merging with Liberty Media, which has not been approved yet. But I haven't really seen DirecTV really pushing the government to get approval on this deal. And I'm just wondering if they're just sitting back writing and seeing who will give them the best offer, if it's Liberty Media or AT&T. Because if AT&T steps up to the plate with a, you know, better dollar amount for them, it could be better for their shareholders.
Right, and this would bring AT&T into a viable triple play to compete against the cable companies. They would have the phone, the internet, and not only U-verse in the areas that are U-verse enabled, but they'd be able to offer TV anywhere in the United States. And this would be a great deal for AT&T because they could offer that triple play right away.
Right, and you know, DirecTV, you know, no hold barred about it. They're the gold crown of satellite services. You know, Dish Network is still, you know, seems like the family-run company. A lot of times it seems like it's a company with a ship that doesn't have a skipper on it. You know, it's just floating in the sea, and you know, you see that all the time with Dish Network. While DirecTV, you know, they're always top-notch, everything they do, from their commercials to their advertisements in the papers. You know, even the way they roll things out, it's just done in a top-notch type way that would fit AT&T perfectly.
If, in fact, AT&T is looking to acquire DirecTV, I wonder what's going on over at Dish Network. The fact that they haven't launched any new HD channels, hardly, with the exception of, like, NHL and a couple others. And, you know, their plan does not seem to be laid out, nor has any communication evolved from Dish Network telling their customers this is our 2-year plan.
Yeah, Dish Network is doing a real bad job right now in the PR department. You know, they keep on lying with these. I say they're lying. That's my word and my opinion. But they're lying by saying they're the top in HD with 75 channels. Again, how can you say that people can get 75 channels? If I want 75 channels, I should be able to get all 75 channels of advertising because they're saying they're national channels. Yet 22 of them, I think it's 22, it could be a little more, are RSNs, okay? RSNs are only available in the areas where that RSN is available, and these channels are not even 24-hour channels. They're only game-time channels, so they're not even true channels. So subtract those 22 from numbers, and you don't have much, but DirecTV is doing the same thing. But Dish Network does need to improve on, you know, telling us what's going on. You know, I do understand that they're looking to reclaim some bandwidth up there. They're moving a bunch of international channels off 61.5 and 148 and moving them to 118.7, and they're trying to clear up a bunch of space there so they can add more channels. But they're not telling the consumer what's going on, and the consumer's starting to get really, really frustrated.
Right, and you're seeing a lot of people starting to jump ship to DirecTV because of the fact that they, it seems like every other week they're adding at least one or two new channels, or they're laying out all a bunch at a time. And with Dish Network, they went from literally saying they had 40 to 70 overnight, but added nothing, whereas DirecTV keeps adding channels, and their RSNs that they are adding are full-time RSNs.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dish really needs to do something about it. You know, I fully understand that part of the problem is that their new satellite launch has been delayed because of the explosion at the launch site. But, you know, they're a communications company. They need to learn how to communicate. I'm going to be going to Dish Network in approximately 2 weeks, and going to be meeting with some of the communications people there, and, you know, I'm really interested in talking with them, and hopefully they'll open up to us a little bit about future plans and what the future has in store for Dish Network. Because right now, that boat is sailing, and nobody's steering the ship.
So hopefully, if you're right now looking to get maybe DirecTV or Dish Network as a gift, you know, stay tuned with what's going on in the market. Because, you know, couple coming up now, you know, it could be right now Dish has nothing, but 2, 3, 4 months now down the line, they could be throwing out a bunch of new HD channels and being a real viable competitor in the market.
Oh, I honestly believe that they will be a viable competitor. It's just, you know, they got hit with the bad luck of the rocket explosion that delayed their launch. You know, the rocket, their satellite was already supposed to be launched by now or launching sometime this week. And, you know, by January, that new satellite should have been online where they could, you know, honestly compete with DirecTV and, you know, be offering, let's say, 100 channels of HD like DirecTV's advertising.
So, speaking of giving gifts, I hear that we have a Christmas party coming up.
Yes, we do. This is going to be a podcast exclusive right now. I'm going to go over some of the prizes we have, but before I do that, I want to tell you about some changes we have made to the rules this year for our holiday party. In the past 4 years, we've given away thousands and thousands of dollars worth of prizes, some really great prizes, some really hard-to-get prizes. Last year, we had the Xbox 360 that you couldn't get anywhere, and you know, we had a lot of great prizes like that. But what's happened in the past is for the big prize night, everybody and their brother who has never even heard of Satellite Guys, but have seen because of, you know, different search engines picking up that we're giving away these great prizes, come to Satellite Guys on the night of our holiday party and sign up and hope to win something. And in the past, some people have won something and, you know, they got their prizes, but we never seen them again at Satellite Guys. So in order to change it up and make it fair to the loyal Satellite Guys members, a lot of the prizes this year are going to be to pub members and staff only. We're still going to give away some general prizes to the general public, the regular members, but the big prizes this year are going to go to the people, you know, who supported the site all year long. And believe me when I say this, this is not an effort to raise money for Satellite Guys or pay for this stuff. Every year, me and my wife go out and buy all these gifts out of our own pocket to give back to you guys to say thank you for another great year, Satellite Guys. And the only reason we're making it pub members only is to prevent, you know, people from coming in and just registering to win a prize. And, you know, because if someone's going to pay money to us, they're pretty loyal to Satellite Guys, and we want those people, you know, to win a great prize for the holidays.
And really, this is our way of saying thank you to those pub members and the people who really support us year out and year in, even especially our founding pub members who are not required to pay for their pub membership because of the fact that they were a pub member before
it was a pub.
Right. And they continue to be great. And every year we hear, hey, Scott, how can we give to the site? We love the site. And, you know, it's our way of saying thank you. And we want to show it to our members who do support us and who do visit us every day.
Yep, and that's the reason we do it. I mean, there's nobody sitting here forcing us to give away thousands of dollars of prizes. We do it because we want to say thank you. Thank you to our members. Thank you to the pub members. And thank you to the staff. The staff will be eligible this year for the drawings, the pub member drawings, the general public drawings. Because, as you may know or may not know, none of the staff at Satellite Guys gets paid a cent to do this. They're all volunteer their time, and you know, they should get a chance to win as well. Me and my wife, since my wife will be drawn to winners, we're not eligible. We don't want to win, but hopefully some staff wins, and you know, and especially the supporters of the site. Thank you, because we couldn't have done it all these years without you guys. You know, your guys' support. Helping us keep the lights on. So, Bob, if I can I go over the list of some of the stuff we're going to be giving away?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott.
All right, here we go. Well, let's just, let's see here. I'm looking at the big pile on the floor here because we did a lot of the shopping today. We got a lot of gift certificates for different places around the country, you know, the big chain store type places. Those don't have too much major bling to them, but they're kind of nice to get, you know, a $50 or $100 gift certificate to different types of places. But looking here in the big pile, I see a couple external hard drives for use on your DVRs, and I believe the drives we picked up are both USB 2 and ESATA drives, so you can use them either on HR20 or a 622-722 unit from Dish Network. And, Bob, remind me to talk about the 622-722 after this.
Okay.
Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, we got a bunch of the HDA2 HD DVD players. Yes, the ones that everybody were hunting all over the floor. Well, we picked up a bunch of them. Well, we got a bunch to give away at our holiday party. Let's see. There's a lot more prizes over there, but let me go over the granddaddy of them all. Some lucky pub member is going to leave our holiday party with the hardest item to find this Christmas season, which is a brand new Nintendo Wii. We got more stuff, but that's what I'll give you as a list of stuff right now. And again, you know, we're not limiting it to pub members just to try making money for the site. I mean, it's all good to pay the bills and everything like that, but we're just trying to say thank you to those who supported us over the years, and I hope everybody understands.
And the Nintendo Wii would probably be a really hard item to find this year. I know it's still a hard item to find. I had to get mine while I was in Iraq, and when I got mine, it was off the shelf, like, not even 10 minutes later.
Yep, the Nintendo Wii, in fact, we got up at 6 a.m. this morning to go to Walmart to pick it up. There was a line for them, and they only had 7, and I was number 5. So we got lucky there. So they're really, really hard to get. Toys R Us, which is right down the street from our local Walmart, they had a line around the building for people trying to find Wiis, and they only had, I believe it was 8 of them that they said. So with that many people circling the store before it opened looking for a Wii, you can tell that's going to be this year's hot Christmas present once again.
So kind of changing gears a little bit, you wanted to talk a little bit about the 622 and the 722 software?
Yeah, I just wanted to note and you know, give a commendation to the folks at the engineering department at Dish Network. As you knew, last week they had problems with their software, which was the 446 software, the L446. And the problem was when people recorded shows via an off-air antenna, they would go to watch their shows like CSI or House or so on, and they had no audio. And this was a major problem, and you know, a lot of people complained at Satellite Guys, and you know, we went on the defensive and, you know, put a thing on the front page about it to make it known that there's an issue here, guys, and it needs to be fixed. In fact, I wrote about it in Multi-Channel News, which got a lot of attention, and immediately Dish Network put out a software update fixing the problem. They put out 4.6.7, and now everybody who received the Dish Online update that now has fully working over-the-air recording capabilities once again. And I'd like to applaud the technical team at Dish Network for finding that bug and squashing it and putting out a fix real quick.
And that, I was really impressed with how fast they did get that out, although I thought the response could have been a little bit quicker, but it was still pretty quick. That's the number one goal, is to make sure that the customer can use their receiver in the fashion that was meant to be used without any bugs.
Yeah, it was a weird bug, because sometimes recordings would work fine, and other times they wouldn't work fine on the same channel. And, you know, again, they took about a week for them to find it, fix it, and to do some internal testing to it to make sure it was okay, because they didn't want to introduce more bugs and then send it out to the public. And they did a great job doing that, and they, you know, they deserve to be recognized for fixing that one real quick.
Well, Scott, thank you for joining us on the show this week.
Thanks for having me again, Bob.
And if you want to go ahead and become a Pub member, go ahead and click on the donate button. That will all the proceeds from the Pub membership keep the lights on here.
Yep. And again, thank you to everybody who supported us over the last year. And again, I want the holiday party to be great for our members. And again, it's to say thank you to everybody. So thanks, everybody, for a great 2007. And I think sometime around our holiday party, we may even hit a big milestone, 100,000 registered members.
And look for us at the Consumer Electronics Show right after our holiday party, sometime around the 4th through the 11th.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of us there. I believe we're going to be 8 or 9 satellite guys, staff members. I hope Las Vegas can handle us. We're a rowdy bunch.
All right, well, thank you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.